Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number 4, him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Hey, welcome to I Work For Him, where you have really tuned into the fastest 1 hour of Christian talk radio. And today I have a feeling it's going to be faster than ever as we really focus on giving you a new tool for interacting with people and encouraging people in your workplace. We're so excited about that. But Martha, we're going to give away a book today. Let's remind people of our listener line.
Yeah, so listeners, this is your opportunity to hear the show today, hear the content, fall in love with our guests, and then call our listener line and request a copy of their book, Co-Parenting Works. So we're very excited about that. Our listener line is 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. And remember, you only have a minute, so I would love to hear from you. Sometimes people even call back and leave more information, but just get me something that I can reach out to you and get the rest of your information to get you a copy of the book, and one person will be able to get that.
All right. Now, we haven't done this in a while, but we broadcast all over Tampa Bay, all over the First Coast of Jacksonville and St. Augustine and Folkestone, Georgia, all over Cherokee County, Georgia, and all over the Hampton Roads area, Virginia. Here's the deal. If you call in today from Cherokee County, Georgia, or you call in today from the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, there's going to be an extra gift sent from Martha and I. Not only will you win the book, but you will win something extra from us. We'd love to hear from you. Our listener line, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. We're just so grateful that you tune in.
So you're just trying to make sure that the phone connection works in those
cities? Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's we're on it. We're on early in the morning in Cherokee County, Georgia, yeah. And we're on late at night in Hampton Roads area, Virginia. We want to know that people are actually getting an opportunity to hear us. We hear from our Jacksonville folks all the time. We're so grateful.
And they can still call in.
Absolutely.
More definitely.
Absolutely. Even. All right. You know, marriage is rough. Taking two individuals who've been raised completely differently and putting them together on a team for life, it's tough. There are many different reasons that marriages end, but that's not the topic for today. That's a topic for another day. The collateral damage from a destroyed marriage is widespread, from family and friends to colleagues and neighbors. What does it do to the children? As Martha and I have witnessed over the last 20 years of marriage mentoring and 37 years of walking side by side, is that children of divorce hardly ever recover fully from the destruction of a marriage. Why is that? Mom goes one way, dad goes another. And now all of a sudden, they parent apart, discipline apart, and the child operates from different rules depending on who they're living with for the day. And all this ignores the fact that many divorcees will remarry and add a step-parent into the mix. Holy smokes, is this a mess. Why are we talking about this on I Work For Him? So many of the people we live around and work around are struggling with the reality of co-parenting. How do we minister and encourage them as we walk alongside them day by day? Here to help us all learn about, and I'm going to add one more thing. Not only do we live alongside them and work alongside them, but we go to church alongside them, but the church isn't talking about this either. So we have to, the Four Walls Church isn't. The greater body of Christ, right here on the radio, we're part of the church. We're talking about it today. Here to help us learn how to do this all effectively and perfectly and get it nailed down absolutely on the money are Jay and Tammy Daughtry from Co-Parenting International and the Center for Family, for Modern Family Dynamics. Jay and Tammy, welcome to I Work For Him.
Hello, great to be with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
And we're glad you had this all completely perfected, right? Yeah, yeah. So that you could just share it out.
Oh,
you
know, sure.
We're super excited you guys have this all figured out. Love that.
Oh, right.
All right, so listen, we always start the show off this way. In order for our listeners to get to know you better, tell us how you came to be a follower of Jesus. Jay, you go first.
Well, for me, it was kind of a long life thing. My mom and dad split when I was really young, kind of left me and my two brothers with my father, which is unusual back in the early and mid-60s to have a single dad with three kids and have full custody. Mm-hmm. But, of course, he was a young man with lots of issues and things to deal with. And so one of the blessings of our life was our grandmother, who we spent most of our Saturday nights with Grandma. And Sundays with her at the First Wesleyan Church there in Rockford, Illinois. And so along the way, God poured some seeds deep into my soul that started to blossom and grow. And as most young men and women do, when we became teenagers, I kind of drifted away from that and sort of let those things go and got busy just growing up and doing things. But along the way, found my way back to the Lord when I was about 17 and moved on from there into life and ministry. But it was a pretty powerful thing because I'd gotten wrapped up a bit in getting drunk and high with my friends on the weekends, doing those things that you do when you're 16, 17 years old and no one's paying attention, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I went to bed bright and early in the morning with quite a bit of a buzz going, and for some unknown reason, woke up probably a couple hours later feeling completely, completely sober. And the sun was shining, and it had to have been the Holy Spirit, but all of a sudden I got this idea, hey, I should go to church. Because I had been kind of dating this young lady whose father was the pastor of the local Nazarene church in town. So I got up and I went. And I walked in those doors, and God just grabbed a hold of me again and said, hey, remember me? And I did. And it was a powerful, beautiful day that brought me back into fellowship with the Lord. And I've been walking with him ever since, off into college, religion and philosophy degree, and 20-plus years as a full-time pastor, and then switching gears and getting my master's in marriage and family therapy. And now broadening and clarifying that ministry every day as he continues to work in my life.
That is amazing, you know, and just such an encouragement for our listeners to hear that, you know, just you never know what the circumstances are going to be that wakes somebody up to the relationship mm-hmm. with Jesus Christ, and to not give up when they're watching their friends around them that might be in a place similar to yours. So Tammy, tell us about you real quick. What is your journey that led you to become a follower of Jesus?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I grew up as a child of divorce, and my dad was a really faithful Catholic. And so when I saw him every other weekend, I was in Mass with him, and my grandparents on that side were very Catholic, and I've always had a deep respect for the Catholic Church. I still do, and I enjoy going to Mass because I've, you know, seen the commonality that Protestant Christianity and Catholics share in the same Jesus. Now, there's certainly a lot of differences as well, but mm-hmm. as a little girl, I had this Snoopy journal where I wrote about how Daddy tells me that, you know, that being Catholic is how I know you, God. But then my mom, when I was a little girl, was really mad at God, and she came from a pretty broken experience with God, and so she gave me a different message, and it was very much that you know, that Christians were crazy. I won't say the denomination she grew up in, but that the denomination she grew up in, that they were brainwashed and not to listen to anything they said. And so as a child in a broken home, I also had a very broken, confused version of who God was. And mm-hmm. so every other weekend when I saw my father, I was in church and being taught about the Ten Commandments and about, I had my first communion, and I had a very sacred understanding of who Jesus was. And then the other days of the week, I was told a very different version of who God was. So fast forward, I'm in Girl Scout camp in the mountains of Colorado. And this wonderful camp counselor told me that the Bible was her favorite book. And I was just asking our camp counselors one day, you know, what are your favorite books? Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking that was a really odd answer. And what I found out years later is that as a camp counselor, they were not allowed to share their religious beliefs with their campers. But this young woman was only probably 22 years old, but she had traveled from Oregon to come be a camp counselor at a Girl Scout camp back in 1984. I'm going to cry saying this, but she told me later that she knew the reason God called her to come to Colorado from Oregon that summer was to share that one conversation with me, and that probably 3-minute talk about the Bible being her favorite book was really the catalyst for me giving my life to Christ. So there's a longer answer to that, but I'll tell you, that was the moment that God got my attention. And so I've been walking with Christ wholeheartedly since the age of 15.
And when we come back, the rest of the story, what led Tammy and Jay to writing this book, Co-Parenting Works? Because obviously, with that title, you know there's some hiccups to come along the way. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk with Tammy and Jay Daughtry about Co-Parenting International. As you listen to I Work For Him, make sure you check us out online, iworkforhim.com, or call on the listener line, 866-713-9675. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com, or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome to the I Work For Him Radio Power Thought for the Day. I'm Jim Brangenberg, host of the I Work For Him Radio program, heard 5 days a week. Love in the workplace? Love in leadership? What's love got to do with it? Tina Turner famously asked. Everything. If we're a Christ follower, love is the basis for everything we do. And if we have just one person following us, then we are a leader, regardless of our age, our role, or where that is, whether it's work, home, church, or school. And in order for us to be a God-honoring leader, the first requirement is to love as Christ loved us. Then our leadership will have a solid foundation. The motivation of our leadership will be well-placed, well-rooted, and well-directed. For more about I Work For Him and how you can listen every day to Christ followers just like you who are living out their faith in the work, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com.
Here on Sunday with what you do Monday through Friday. Why? Because your workplace, it's your mission field. And in that mission field, you and me, we may be the only Jesus our coworkers, our employees, our bosses may ever meet. The job that you hold, the work that you do, the people that you work with, none of that is by chance. The people that you work with, they need to meet Jesus. And you may be their only chance. Hey, today, we're taking a twist and a turn on our conversation. We're not talking about work. We're talking about co-parenting. You know, because marriage is rough. When you take two individuals who've been raised completely differently and putting them together on a team for life, it's tough. And when divorce gets thrown in, and now kids are being raised by two parents no longer living together, this co-parenting thing isn't always a co-parenting thing. It's a, I'm going to parent my way, you parent your way. And it creates division and confusion. And so today we're talking with Tammy and Jay Daughtry. They've got the Ministry of Co-Parenting International and the Center for Modern Family Dynamics, which that sounds really fantastic. You can check them out online, coparentinginternational.com and modernfamilydynamics.com. Tammy and Jay Daughtry, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you.
Great
to be with you.
Okay, so I want to hear, you know, your marriage story. How did you, first of all, Tammy, tell us, how did you end up being a single parent?
Well, I was I grew up in a complicated family where I had experienced divorce with my own parents and then remarriage and re-divorce a few times, unfortunately. So plan A for me as a young adult is I'm getting married once, and it will be lifelong, and it's going to be fascinating and fun, and I'll have a white picket fence and 90,000 grandchildren and never get divorced. And so I was relentlessly committed to marriage and the lifelong commitment of it. However, having grown up in such a complex childhood, I didn't have very good tools, I guess I would say. And so the short story is that I was married 8.5 years, and we were in just over 5 years of marriage counseling. And we have a daughter, and when she was one, we came to a fork in the road that became where we were becoming co-parents, and when she was two, our divorce was final. And so actually, at that time, I worked in a whole other industry as a national event producer in the music industry and working with book companies. And I basically started shaking the tree, like, where are the resources on healthy co-parenting? Because I had seen in my childhood how not to do it. And I was desperate for hope and desperate to work well with her father, though I never, ever, ever saw that I was going to become a divorced parent when I was facing that huge obstacle in my own life. I knew I needed a roadmap, and I needed to know how to do this. And
right. And
so I was asking people, you know, hoping that I could find very comprehensive resources on co-parenting. And unfortunately, at that time, back in 2000, there was almost nothing available. And so that was my fork in the road of trying to figure out, how do we do this? And how do we help moms and dads who are hurting and help them do a good job, even though they're going to be in two homes, so that they don't destroy their children's life.
So before we talk about the intersection of you and your now husband, Jay, for you, do you have a single parent story, or do you intersect because of the co-parent side?
Well, I intersect. I did have a single parent story. That's part of my story, too, a different story. You know, quite often we think about, you know, blended families and folks coming in as single parents. And often we think, you know, well, they got there through some sort of a divorce, which quite often is the case. But in my case, it was through death. Mm-hmm. That young lady whom I was dating when I was in high school, she was the pastor's daughter, and I went on to marry the pastor's daughter. And we went off. She was a year older than I was. She went off to college. I followed her there. We went off to do life and ministry together and started out that life in 1985 after we got married, and I graduated in 86. And so we went off to do life and ministry together, and as we did that, we of course, expanded our family and had three kids, Amanda and Jenna and Jaron. And then as we were pastoring in upstate New York, almost 14 years ago, it was March of 2006. She left the house on a Sunday afternoon to go pick up one of our kids from a softball practice, and she never came back home. She ended up in an accident, and on that very fateful and painful day, we lost her. Mm-hmm. And so I came into the single parent journey through the loss of my mother's children and my spouse. And so, yeah, as a single father for 3.5 years, I walked a pretty chaotic journey. And I think for men in particular, we have a tendency to isolate more. That was one of the most difficult things that I had to work through, is figuring out how to ask for help. Because when you're a single father, you've got three kids and you're just trying to survive.
Right. You're drowning.
It's easy to say, hey, you know, I can do this, you know, I got to do this, and you don't reach out and you don't ask for help. But thankfully, as we moved to Central Tennessee, we were a part of a wonderful church with good people around us, a youth pastor who recognized some of our needs, and they just kind of, you know, pulled us along and offered the help that they knew I needed that I didn't know how to ask for. And so that was my journey into single parenting.
Okay.
And I walked that journey for about 3.5 years. Okay, before we
Come on, people. We have to. This is radio. We gotta lead people on a little bit. Hey, we're talking with Jay and Tammy Daughtry. They've written this book, Co-Parenting Works. So you get the hint that eventually they end up together. They got the same last name now. But Tammy, Tammy, just give us a little bit of this. How did your divorce impact your work?
Oh, wow. What a question. Well, at that point, I was an entrepreneur. I was an event producer. I had my own company, which honestly, I loved my work so much. I'm thankful to say it kept my heart alive because I was so good at it and it was something I was passionate about. But I almost also emotionally, you know, it's like trying to survive in the deep end emotionally. You know, the season of knowing where we were going, I know I was probably, you know, I was a multitasker. I still am. And I'm sure lots of things dropped and lots of people who saw me work at a certain level of excellence probably wondered if I was going to be okay, because there's, you know, certainly a time frame that you just lose your every sense of normal, because everything you've known to be true. You know, what we were not in a situation where there was an affair or anything like that. And, you know, many divorces happen because of tragedies like that that become a huge public embarrassment. You know, so whatever reason a person faces divorce, I mean, you're what has been normal becomes completely unnormal. And you're just trying, you're surviving sometimes minute by minute, wondering if your children are going to be okay, wondering if you're going to be okay.
Right.
And so it was a complete devastation. So my work definitely was impacted in a difficult way. Now, you know, again, as an entrepreneur, I was thankful for the work I had ahead of me to know that I could continue to provide for my daughter and I.
Right. So let's.
But
so
I know, you know. Go ahead.
No, let's. That's okay. We're coming close to a break. So Jay, tell us how then you guys' lives intersected and met.
Tell the truth.
Yeah,
you put
well,
little twists in there.
We don't have to say much about the stalking incident, but we'll the basics are. Yes, well, it just so happened that at our church there was somebody who was a professor there at the university where Tammy was getting her MFT. That professor attended our church and had started a single parent luncheon once a month. And so Tammy, having to be doing some practicum work at the end of her MFT process, this professor said, Tammy, you should come and meet some of these, what she thought was single moms, because that's where Tammy's head was. So she was thinking, oh, I'll go to the single mom's lunch and I'll meet some of the parents that I can work with during my internship. Well, when she got to that single parent's luncheon, it wasn't just single moms, but there was a single dad there, and I was the only single dad brave enough to show up. But I figured, hey, it's a Sunday afternoon, and I don't have to go home and cook and then clean up all the mess for the four of us. So, yeah, I'm going to stay and eat this good food and hang out with some other single parents and let our kids play and talk about some of the struggle that we each experience.
So you're
and
one
so
guy
I sat down
in a room, you're
at that
one
table
guy in a room full
a
of
afternoon.
You're one guy in a room full of single women, and you're acting like it was a major struggle. I'm like trying to figure this out.
Jay,
wow. So when we come back, we're going to hear the rest of this story and how the Lord led these two to write the book, Co-Parenting Works, and how they're living it out each and every day as they co-parent. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk with Tammy and Jay Daughtry. Check them out online, coparentinginternational.com, modernfamilydynamics.com, and call the listener line to get a copy of their book, 866-713-9675. Hi, I'm Jim Brangenberg. Martha and I want to thank you for tuning in to I Work For Him, your workplace is your mission field radio program.
Did you know that 80% of Christians believe their work is all about making money? And 75% of us continue to search for more meaning in our work. 75% of us feel pastors' jobs are more important than our own. Only 39% think our job is part of God's greater plan.
We're I Work For Him, the radio show delivering transformational Christian resources, tools, and examples to workplace believers. I Work For Him is the only daily radio show in the United States dedicated specifically to helping you and me live out our faith in our work. We help workplace believers connect what they hear on Sunday with what they do Monday through Friday.
I Work For Him is broadcast each day of the week for 1 hour. And an hour is a lot of time to listen to, so we fine-tuned our broadcast materials into a shorter podcast format for you on our website. You will still get the practical, tactical, factual, and biblical challenge about the way you think about your faith and your work, just in a smaller package. Find our podcast and subscribe to our weekly podcast summary email at iworkforhim.com.
We're on a mission to transform the workplaces in every state in the United States for Christ. We often travel across the country to provide the best interviews that highlight the workplace stories of Jesus followers who are doing their best to live out their faith at work. As you can imagine, putting together a daily radio program takes a great deal of time, energy, and financial resources. Would you be willing to help us with our costs by inviting your company to invest in us with their corporate giving, or maybe by you becoming a monthly sponsor? With a gift of $25 or more to our ministry, we'll provide you with 10 customized I Work For Him Gospels of John. Your donation will enable us to continue our radio program in your area. To donate, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number 4, him. Click on the donate tab.
Now let's get back to I Work For Him.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The FBI has opened an investigation into the Ohio mass shooting, citing the gunman's interest in violent ideology. The head of the FBI's Cincinnati field office says investigators will try to determine what ideologies influenced 24-year-old Connor Betts. Special Agent Todd Wickerham says investigators are looking into who might have helped him and why he chose the specific target of Dayton's Oregon Entertainment District. A veteran FBI agent who wrote derogatory text messages about Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit charging that the Bureau caved to what he called unrelenting pressure from the president when it fired him. The suit from Peter Strzok also alleges he was unfairly punished for expressing his political opinions and that the Justice Department violated his privacy when it shared hundreds of his text messages with reporters. On Wall Street, the Dow by 311 points. This is SRN News.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
I love Paul's command to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:17. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to be their hope in wealth, which is uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Boy, if we haven't learned anything over recent years, it is the uncertainty of wealth. But we can be certain of what the wealth or provision can do in the proclamation of the certainty of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675. Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. We're so excited having a great conversation today. Can you say great conversation? We're talking about co-parenting. Now, each one of us goes to work every day, and there's people around us that have gone through divorce that are co-parenting. They're parenting children with an ex-spouse. What does that look like? Can that even work? Can it be positive? Does it always have to be negative? Because, man, the stories we hear each and every day are rough, rough, rough. So we got two experts on the line today. They're married, Tammy and Jay Daughtry. They've got this ministry, CoParentingInternational.com. ModernFamilyDynamics.com, and they've written this book.
That's right. It's called Co-Parenting Works, and they are willing to give away a copy of this book today. So call our listener line at 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. You'll hear my voice, and I'll give you a few instructions there, and I can't wait to get this in the hands of one of our listeners. And Jim, you know, I think that the really important thing for me as we have this conversation on I Work For Him is just realizing that the reality is that there are divorced families in this country and in this world, and that we need to be able to provide them with tools to do it well for the next generation. And that's what I'm excited about getting into the meet when we start to talk about that.
And these divorced families face unique challenges that first-time married families do not.
Yeah.
And the body of Christ needs to adjust their thinking to understand that the challenges of raising kids in a blended family are significantly different than raising kids within a first-time married couples that
they're both
responsible for the kids that they're raising.
Yep.
All right. So Tammy and Jay Daughtry, welcome back to I Work for Him.
Thank you.
We're
excited to be here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we always let people know on Sunday what shows are going to be playing for the week, who we're going to be interviewing, that kind of thing. And a listener sent in an anonymous question.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I have a friend at work who's going through divorce. She has three kids, and the divorce is brutal. There's a shocker right there. Okay, that was Jim commentating there. As a Jesus follower living out my faith at work, I really don't know what to do. What's the best way to help this mom?
Sure. Well, I've got a couple quick ideas. So I could talk for an hour on how to help a mom or a dad, but a couple things. And a lot of times people don't know what to do, like this anonymous listener. And so the first thing is don't do nothing, you know, because sometimes they do nothing because they don't want to say the wrong thing. And I can tell you, having been through a divorce myself, when people pull back in silence, what it communicates is nobody cares, right?
Oh.
Because then you feel like you're being quietly judged, because silence just feels so lonely. So I would say, ask the friend to lunch. Try to, you know, look into your budget. Can you take this person to lunch, even, you know, pay for their lunch once a week or every other week, and say up front, hey, I know you're going through a lot right now, and I don't want to be nosy. We don't have to even talk about that. I just want to spend some time with you if you'd like to go to lunch. And if they decline, you know, they may feel like, no, they have too many things to do on their lunch break, then just say, hey, here's an extra $25. Take yourself to Panera for lunch. But go out and have some alone time. Maybe anonymously write them a note and just say, hey, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your children. Put a $100 bill in there and say, take your kids out to the movies this weekend. Think ahead to when you...
I don't know if $100 is enough, though, Tammy. That covers
that's
the
true.
Popcorn.
That's true.
That's,
but they can
well,
select.
It might not cover popcorn.
They
but,
can rent a movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and here's one of the biggest things I can tell you. The first year is the hardest year. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say, honestly, everything is hard the first year. I mean, it's hard for a long time. But one of the hardest things they're going to struggle with are the holidays. And so coming into... the fall, you know, the first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, whatever the rotation of sharing holidays, if they know this person well enough to say, hey, you know, where are your kids going to be this Thanksgiving? Where are they going to be at Christmas? And if they could reach out and say, hey, do you have somewhere you're spending Thanksgiving? Because sometimes they have their own family. They can travel to Georgia or to California and be with the people that they know best. Well, sometimes a new single parent doesn't have the funds to travel. And I can tell you the saddest days are to be in an empty house the first time when your children are away.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you so much for sharing.
So consider
that.
Right.
And opening
that,
your home
right.
and just calling them in with your own family, because those are hard, hard times.
Right.
And most of all, just let them know you care, and that it's not something that they have to be ashamed of or to be afraid to talk to you about. The other thing is to point them towards divorce care. It's a wonderful resource. It's small groups that are held at churches all around the country. Help them find a church that embraces single parents.
So divorce care is a wonderful opportunity for people. They can Google that and find it in their local churches and get connected.
Yeah.
And I love the tip, don't do nothing. So I hope our listener and all of our listeners who are listening in remember that, because we do fear and then we tend to do nothing. And that communicates more than we could ever imagine. So those are some good thoughts, Jim, for the listener.
Jay, talk to us about your family dynamic. Now, you don't have an ex-spouse to deal with the raising of your three children, but you are living with Tammy's child and her ex-spouse. So talk about your family dynamic and where this whole co-parenting works book came from.
Well, that really came out of Tammy's life experience. She and John have been co-parenting Angelia for 17 of her 19 years. And along the way, as Tammy mentioned, you know, she knew what not to do. And so she went before the Lord and really pleaded, help us figure out what to do. And along the way, through trial and error, really, she and John kind of figured out how this thing is supposed to work. You know, how can we communicate and maintain a parental posture despite all of the personal pain that we've experienced with each other, right? So that was something that was kind of in play already when I came into the picture, because John remarried about 3 years after the divorce, and then Tammy and I remarried, and so that's when Angelia's nine, you know. So Angelia got a stepmom when she was five-ish, and then she's 9 years old when she gets a new stepdad. And so thankfully they already laid a pretty good groundwork for how we do this parenting thing. And I was glad for that, but it's also a really daunting task to, you know, here I am, a father with three kids, two of them daughters, and here's this beautiful young lady that I want to pour myself into, because that's what I do. I'm a loving dad who has two daughters already, and I'm like, you know, this is looking back, because my daughters are older than her, and so I'm like, wow, you know, I remember when my daughter was nine and how wonderful and magical the world was, and what a big hero, you know, I was in their eyes, and hopefully still am today. But, you know, it's a wonderful age. And so for me, you know, there was this very interesting process of figuring out what really is my role at this point, because she has a dad who, for whatever reasons, you know, it did not work out with her and Tammy. And, you know, there's plenty of those, but we don't go into those details or dwell on them. What we know now is he's a good dad, and he loves her, and he's well invested in his daughter's life. And so, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, well, how do I fit in, and where do I fit in, and how do I walk this very thin line of respecting him, loving her, giving enough of myself to her that she doesn't feel like she's being pushed out, but not feeling like I'm being overbearing and getting in the way of her relationship with her father and things like that. So it was a very odd place to be, but it certainly was a blessing that Tammy and John had figured out how to at least communicate well and support her and give her the opportunity not to be caught up in the typical all-American divorce, you know, contention and fighting and all the struggle and putting her in the middle. But they learned early on, and they did it very well and very intentionally. It has to be intentional.
Yeah, so this life story has become this book, Co-Parenting Works. And listeners, you can call into our listener line at 866-713-9675. Tammy, I have a question, though, regarding this book, because this is blowing my mind as a whole thought I have never had before we met you guys, is the thought that through the tragedy of divorce, there are still two people that want their child to be parented well. And so this is something a lot of, you know, like you said, you didn't find resources on it. So tell our listeners why they would call in and, you know, read your book, because if in the midst of going through the divorce, are they ready to, are they willing to learn something about parenting with their kids? So what does that look like in the next minute or so?
Sure. Well, here's the thing. No matter what the other parent is thinking or doing or how they're behaving, what I tell every single parent is you're writing the story your children will carry forever about you. No matter what happened with the divorce, no matter why you're divorced and divided, that is a pain point, yes, But how you then parent your child and your attitude about co-parenting is the storyline that they'll carry forever. Will you be the parent who loved them well? Will you be the parent that gave them the freedom to enjoy the other parent? Or will you be the parent that stayed angry and mad forever? Mm-hmm. And this book will help parents recognize that they have the power to be an amazing co-parent no matter what the other parent does or doesn't do. Okay. And if both co-parents would grab a copy or download a video, or if they go to our website, there are some free downloads on there. The Modern Family Dynamics has several PDFs they can download. The co-parenting site has a few things. We're actually revamping that, so in about a week, it'll have a ton of free downloads.
Right.
But
right.
If they both got on the same page, they would have some incredible tools that they both could use. But even one parent
right.
getting
okay.
the mindset of a healthy co-parent, it'll change their child's whole life. And so my parents, if one right. of them would have had one good idea, my whole life could have been better. And so
right.
each parent has the power to do that. And I do believe it will change their child's story forever and give their mm-hmm. child, honestly, the chance to have a lifelong, awesome marriage in their future.
And
even
we're so
if they
grateful.
Come from
we're
a divided
so,
family.
We're so grateful, Jay and Tammy Daughtry, for you guys sharing your story and for sharing your book, Co-Parenting Works. Call the listener line and get a copy, 866-713-9675. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. As we talk with Tammy and Jay Daughtry, make sure you check out their websites, CoParentingInternational.com and ModernFamilyDynamics.com. For those of you listening to our affiliates that broadcast our 30-minute program, head out to our website at IWorkForHim.com to get the rest of the show. For the rest of you, we'll be right back.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit Think Utility Services.
Would you ever own an abortion clinic? Would you own a business that profits from pornography? Did you know that there's a chance these types of businesses may be found throughout your investment or retirement accounts? Call Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management today. They specialize in biblically responsible investing options and can align your investment and retirement accounts with God's values. Call Luke and Dave at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. Online at bwmadvisors.com.
Condo fees always increasing? Think Utility Services can help your community stabilize the annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual unit water meters and only charging residents for the water they consume, your community can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save on utility costs for over 20 years. Call 888-MY-METER today. Learn more at thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management are longtime supporters of I Work For Him and have a passion for sharing biblically responsible investing with the I Work For Him nation. Have you ever considered that your investment portfolio contains businesses that turn a profit by working in direct opposition to God's Word? Call Luke and Dave at Bel Air Wealth Management at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. And find out if your investment or retirement portfolio aligns with God's heart.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. We're having a really fast-moving conversation today with Jay and Tammy Daughtry. Check them out online, CoParentingInternational.com, CoParentingInternational.com, ModernFamilyDynamics.com. Really want to make sure you guys understand as you tune in today to I Work For Him why we're talking about co-parenting. Every day we go to work, we work alongside people who are co-parenting. They are parenting a child or children with a spouse that is no longer their spouse, with an ex-spouse, with somebody they used to be married to, or maybe not married to, or they made this child together, but they're no longer working together in the same home to raise this child. So we've got Jay and Tammy Daughtry here, and they've got a ministry called CoParentingInternational.com. Love for you to check it out, especially if you'd like some great advice. We've also got this great book that we're giving away today, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK.
You know, Jim, I just have an idea for our listeners as they're hearing about this resource and hearing about the websites, which we're going to talk more about the resources that are on the websites, but make sure people are going to coparentinginternational.com or modernfamilydynamics.com for videos, PDFs, more resources around this topic. But why I was just thinking, you know, what a great thing to have in the tool belt if you work at a school, if you have a small group ministry. I mean, there's so many things.
HR director in a business.
Actually, oh, you stole that one from
no,
me.
No, you stopped. You said
no, I was thinking
a manager of a business, an owner of a business, a CEO.
Because how wonderful would this be to say, you know what? I don't have all the answers. I can't necessarily help you with this, but here is a resource to help you.
Let's say you're a retiree on a street and you've got families on the street. How about that? Would be another one. I mean, there are people all around you every day that are co-parenting. Let me just ask you guys this. And Jay, I'm going to ask you first, but that's dangerous. I'm going to give you both 30 seconds to answer this question. Was putting
seconds.
Together 30 seconds. That's it. That's it. Get ready. This blended family thing. This blended family, I doubt it. This blended family thing. Jay, was it harder than you thought it was going to be?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, and I think this is a really important point. One of my most significant points I want to make in these 30 seconds. Do not think that the blended or remarried family is the same as your first intact two-bio parent home. It is different. They're different animals. They're different experiences. And the dynamics are extremely unique. Mm-hmm. And if you do not face that and want to deal with it, it will come out at you. As I said, sometimes we go around, you know, we walk into the situation thinking it's going to be the same as the other thing.
Okay,
it's
your time
not.
Is up.
And then we wait.
Your time is up, sir. Jay, your time is up. When I start talking, you're done. Tammy,
30 seconds over.
Is this blended family thing tougher? Jay used 90 seconds of your time already.
Oh, yes, it was harder than we thought. And even being a therapist, it was harder than I thought. And here's what Mr. Wonderful, that's actually what I call Jay. He is Mr. Wonderful. And 10 years in, I'll tell you, he's the smartest man I know. But the thing that we struggled with was making parenting decisions for four kids, his three, my one. Behind closed doors, we did the best we knew how to do, but we still struggled with making proactive and reactive parenting decisions. Because like he was just saying, when they're his kids, my daughter, it's just the thing that we talk about in our blended family seminars and even, you know, blended family retreats we do, for couples, it's competing attachments. They show up in all kinds of ways, between us, between the kids. When they're not all your biological children, competing attachments become very, very detrimental to the couple, to the kids, and they can be, oh, so painful.
Right.
So that's so, something that we love helping couples figure this out. And actually, we do that by, you know, here in Nashville, where we're very people come in and we work with them, but we can do that online. People can reach out to us on those websites and we can do sessions with people and dig into that. Like before they get married or if they're already in a blended family marriage, we'd love to help them figure this stuff out.
Well, and let's talk about that. And by the way, Jay, she used 90 seconds too. Okay, yeah. So let's talk about this. You guys are doing coaching. You're doing seminars. You've got resources on your websites, coparentinginternational.com, coparentinginternational.com, modernfamilydynamics.com. We're talking with Jay and Tammy Daughtry about co-parenting. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so important for the body of Christ to understand. This is tough stuff. Divorce is tough. It's brutal. Blended family living is tough. And for some, it's brutal. Co-parenting is really complicated. And as Jay said, hey, I knew how to raise three kids, and then he added another one, but she wasn't my kid, but I loved her. So how do I do this whole thing? All right, so you guys mentioned you do seminars, you do coaching. Talk to us about how people get in touch with you and get engaged in those seminars, or whether it's online or in person.
Sure. Well, honestly, they could literally email me at Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, at Modern Family Dynamics, and I can let them know all the variety of things we do. We can come to you. and do anything from a 2-hour to a 2-day workshop. We can do it for pastors and leaders in a training format. We can do them online. Mm. Lots of different ways that we work with individuals and we work with the masses. And we've actually got a whole training curriculum called One Heart, Two Homes. It's a digital curriculum. And we've got 31 other guests on there, including Ron Deal and John Trent and a lot of folks that everyday folks and our pastor friends would recognize. So we've got digital resources. But Jay and I love to travel and teach in person. But I know, there's a couple of national conferences even that we do virtual trainings for. So in person or through Zoom.
And one of the beautiful things about you guys is the fact that you're practicing this on a daily basis. And so you're coming from an expert position, not only in your own lives, but you've also studied and done the resources. So I just want to put that behind it when our listeners are hearing about co-parenting works.
All right, so let's see. Let's see how co-parenting really works. How are your kids doing today? How many of them are in prison?
None of them are in prison, thank
Good.
Goodness.
So how are the kids
and
doing?
I will say this because I can say it faster and with less emotion. Our youngest daughter, Angelia, went off to college last fall as a freshman. And about 6 weeks in, they had a big dorm meeting in our girls' dorm there, and about 30 or 40 other young ladies, and there was kind of a get-to-know-you time. And as they started around the room, girl after girl would say, well, my name's such and such, and I came from a broken family. My parents are divorced. And that was the one thing that they seemed to all be starting with. And later that night, Angelia called and was telling us about that, and she said, you know, Mom, I never thought of myself as being from a divorced family. She said, I couldn't say I had a broken life because I don't have a broken life. She said, I just tell them I have four parents who love me and I have six siblings and four different pets and I'm loved by everybody and I feel good and my life is whole. And that's an amazing testimony to what God has done through Tammy and John and myself and Angelia's stepmom, that she doesn't even think of herself as coming from a divorced home. A complicated family, yes, but there's no pain and there's no brokenness.
But that also goes to the point of the fact that this is so needed, because if almost all of those other girls in that circle, that was what they were leading with, boy, it just keep going, keep doing this, keep on making these resources available. And we want our listeners to know about it.
CoParentingInternational.com, CoParentingInternational.com, ModernFamilyDynamics.com. Tammy, you get the last word, and believe me, you have a minute left.
There okay, are lots and the of other people. The other kids are great. We have two daughters that are married. We have our son is 22. And we have three beautiful grandchildren, and God is just blessing our little world. And
that's fantastic.
Oh, I couldn't. Right. And in step family math, you get the number of years times the number of kids you blended. So in November, we will have 10 years, four kids blended. So we're coming up on our 40th, and I couldn't thank God more for the
okay.
opportunity you to may. Love and give Him glory.
Okay, there are lots of people that go to churches that are listening to this show today. They go to church on Sunday, Four Walls Church, and they want to know, how can they bring this message to church? What's the best way, 30 seconds or less, that they can bring this message to their church?
Get their pastor onto our website to look at some of the things that we have, read some of the resources that we provide. And we have a 4-minute promo video on the One Heart, Two Homes curriculum that can be used as a small life group or small group curriculum. So just introduce them to it.
Oh, I love that. Everything can be found on CoParentingInternational.com and ModernFamilyDynamics.com. CoParentingInternational.com, ModernFamilyDynamics.com. Jay and Tammy Daughtry, thank you for sharing your story, sharing your family, sharing your emotions, and sharing your legacy with I Work For Him today. Thank you, guys.
We love you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely.
For all you do.
Thank you.
That was so fantastic. Check these guys out online. Well, actually, calling for their book today, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. Get a copy of Co-Parenting Works 866-713-9675. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers, our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m., Hugh Hewitt at 6, Del Wamsley at noon, Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
I'm Kim, and my drinking problem started when I was 13 years old. I started drinking to escape the sexual abuse I had experienced. I don't feel like I had anyone there for me. I spent some 30-odd years struggling with alcoholism before coming to City Rescue Mission. For the first time, I feel like I have people who truly care about me, truly listen to the heartaches, and love you back to help. I grew in my faith. God is teaching me how to feel and how to love. To anyone out there struggling, it's never too late to get help.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. The summer months here in Jacksonville are especially brutal for our homeless neighbors and friends struggling on the streets. Would you consider helping us transform lives? Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or make a donation to help others who are hungry, homeless, and addicted.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233.
FM 100.3 WT.